fits in, and the decent won't listen to hear these morons blathering. I'm dreaming of a tan Christmas, just like the Smodcast one, but lame.
People are listening in the middle of the afternoon.
Or the middle of the night. No, we know. People are high as a motherfucker and listening to us.
Actually, we do know. No one's listening.
Hi, listening. Mom.
It's too early.
Your mom's not listening.
My mom listens on occasion.
Does she
really?
Yeah. Which makes me regret talking about how necessary faster modems are for better porn production.
She's like, that's why he asked for that modem for his birthday. I enabled him to look at porn.
Oh, I bought the modem, sir. I bought the modem with my employee discount.
I believe you're glossing over Noah's excellent Andy's mom impression.
I'm sorry. Noah, please continue the my mom impression.
Oh, I'm
no,
done.
I just meant it should be recognized for its awesomeness.
Okay. Well, then.
By the way, I'm Tim, the tinsel in Tancast.
I'm Andy, the apple-cheeked Santa at the mall in Tancast.
I'm Noah, the ne'er-do-well in Tancast.
I guess he's naughty. Santa,
know.
Naughty, nice, nothing.
Yeah.
All right, because you know this is our last episode before Christmas.
Yes, it is.
It may very well be our last episode of 2009.
It may be our last episode ever. We could all die.
Well, every single episode has that potential.
When we're gone, you'll miss us. You'll tell your children about us. You say,
no,
oh, for one glorious moment, well, really for 8 kind of mediocre months, there was this thing, and I got real high.
And I got high. And I got high. And I got high.
Are people getting high while listening to Tancast? I don't know if I can sign off on that. But if you are, I would like to know what the experience is like.
You have no choice.
Not condoning, just curious.
Tim condones. He wants everyone to get high.
The reaction will be mediocre.
I don't think any of us can say we experimented with drugs, can we? Not to put anybody on the spot if you didn't want to admit it.
And who fucking experiments? I like to bust up test tubes and fucking microscopes.
Hey, that's
Bunsen burner.
I was going to say, come on, you know Andy, he probably did.
Yeah, the only thing that I ever experimented with in any sense of the term was a little
boys.
Bit of laughing gas.
Little boys.
Little boys,
oh,
yeah.
I remember, I was there for that. You and Scott Hasabig.
Yes, Scott Hasabig.
Is that really his name?
No.
No.
Oh, okay.
But his last name makes that middle name awesome.
Now people are going to figure that out.
Was this early on in life, or was this when I knew you guys?
This was before you knew
me. I think I had barely moved to San Jose by this point.
Oh, okay.
I had, in my high school chemistry class, I hadn't warned my teacher that this was what I was doing. I actually made up a totally different thing to do. But for my end of the year project, I was trying to figure out how to get some common chemicals to decompose in the front of the class and fill the room up with nitrous oxide, which is laughing gas. I was going to try to get a room full of about 60 Chemistry 1 students high.
Andy was a low-level terrorist.
I was not. I was like Santa.
I don't want to blow things up or kill people. I just want people to giggle.
I was trying to bring joy. I was a low-level terrorist because the compound that I was going to use to produce the nitrous oxide happens to also be an explosive. And I did the calculation of what it would take to get saturation in the room high enough to actually get people high, and I was going to need something like 150 pounds of the shit. So,
woo.
I'm like, oh, this isn't something I can sneak past anybody. I'm going to have a highly reactive system going off in front of everybody with 150 pounds of material, you know, carted in sacks. So instead, I made a big-ass smoke bomb and cleared the room instead of getting everybody in the room high.
Did you get in trouble?
No, I actually told the teacher exactly what I was doing, so she made me go last.
Oh, okay. I remember one time I was sitting in earth science class, and this guy busted out the gas that's in whipped cream.
That would be nitrous oxide.
And he just started doing it. We were in the back class, he just started doing his nitrous. He's like, what's up? I'm like, I'm good. The teacher's like talking about, I don't know, dirt or something. And he's like, it was very odd. I was like, you're
talking about dirt.
I don't remember what that teacher talked about. I actually liked him, though.
Dude sitting next to you giggling about his lips. I can't feel my lips. They're all tingly.
His last name was Luzé.
That's French for loser.
It wasn't lose because it had a little accent on the E. But it was spelled like lose.
You know, it actually was lose, but they changed it.
By the way, some tan laughs, everybody?
Tan laughs!
I don't have one.
Well, that's okay. If I,
Noah, you're getting coal this year.
No, you're getting coal in the ass this year.
I'll make a diamond.
No, we'll squeeze those cheeks, those glorious, luscious cheeks.
Yep.
Nice. I got one.
All right.
Why is the Christmas alphabet regular than the... No, let me try that again. Why? See? First laugh, Tim fucks up.
Yes.
Why is the Christmas alphabet different than the regular alphabet?
I don't know.
Because they ain't got no L.
Oh.
Noel?
Uh-huh.
They got Noel?
Uh-huh. Mm.
They got Noel.
When I was a lot younger, I sold a computer to a dude named Noel, who had named his daughter Noel.
Hmm.
I was like, that's like a guy named Michael naming his daughter Michelle. Like, you really wanted a junior, and you weren't going to drop that, were you?
My dad was going to name, if I was a girl, was going to name me Roberta. But then again, that's his middle name, so not his first name. His middle name is Robert. His middle name is Robert, not Roberta. I don't want to hear any jokes about my dad as a woman.
Your dad's a woman, Tim.
I couldn't tell any jokes about your dad being a woman. Because no matter how much smaller than me your dad was, I was always slightly afraid of him. He was a little intimidating.
Was he really?
He's been dead for over a year and could still kick both your asses.
I know. Zombie Tim's dad's coming for me if I say anything about him being Roberta.
Andy, did you ever get that joke that Chris sent us? Chris with a K? Tancast number 3 fan? Or I don't know what the ranking is.
No. Chris is the number 1 gay fan. Chris has carved out a niche.
Well, that's good. That's important.
Yeah, I appreciate that level of subdivision.
By the way, sidebar, I've just now realized my headphones weren't plugged all the way in until this very second.
Excellent.
So you guys have been very quiet right up until now. I'm glad I didn't say anything.
Okay.
Like, why the hell don't you guys speak up?
I'm shouting over here, fucker. So Chris, our number 1 gay fan, has given us a bunch of very, very, very hateful, awful, horrible jokes, and I'm going to read them all.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas, epileptics. Here you go. What do you call an epileptic holding a glass of milk?
Milkshake.
What?
Very good. What do you call an epileptic in your bathtub?
I don't know.
A jacuzzi. What's the ultimate doom for a leper?
I don't know.
An epileptic fit. See, you thought it was breaking the trend, but it didn't.
Did he write that in there, like in parentheses?
No, that's me.
Oh, okay.
What's the difference between a corn farmer with epilepsy and a blonde with diarrhea?
I don't know.
One shucks between fits.
Nice.
What are you... I'm sorry.
Whoa.
The fucks between shits is just, like, ringing in my head, and I find it very funny now. Anyways, what do you call a stoned epileptic, coming back to being stoned?
What's that?
Shake and bake. What does an elephant use as a vibrator?
I don't know.
An epileptic! Come on!
I did know, but I didn't want to know.
What do you throw to an epileptic who's having a fit in the bath?
A toaster.
I don't know.
Your laundry. Oh, and now I think I'm just going to go hang myself. I just spent 2 minutes making fun of epileptics. I don't feel good about that. But you know what? I suffer for my art. That's also why I drive nails into the tip of my penis.
Yikes. No one can see that. It's a podcast. Why would you do that?
Well, I'll post pictures, sir.
No, oh, okay.
I must share my art.
By the
with
way, I have a few more Christmas jokes that are really quick. What do black people and Christmas trees have in common?
They're both green and shed.
They both get cut down in their prime?
They both have colored balls. Why doesn't Santa have any children?
Because he has colored balls. Because
he only comes once a year and it's down a chimney.
You know, now it's so much scarier that I took my son to get his picture taken with Santa. Because now I'm imagining this, you know, very, very kindly, wonderfully sweet, older gentleman standing up on top of my roof, jacking off into my fireplace from above.
And now one more joke to inspire the women to send in some male chauvinist jokes. I've been waiting for them. They haven't happened, so this hopefully will light a fire under them. Why do people make snow men instead of snow women?
I don't know.
Because it takes too long to hollow out the head.
Oh, my God. No, no, sir.
That's not nice.
All right, so both of the TanCast listeners who are female, write in and make fun of men. We dare you.
Yeah, we not only dare, encourage, and support.
Yes. We make fun of men all the time.
It just happens to be three particular men.
Yes. Mainly by talking, we make fun of men. Well, by talking, we make your job easier to make fun of men. So you're welcome. Merry Christmas. It's our gift to you. Proving every stereotype right.
Merry Christmas from Payless. Merry Christmas.
I sing that all the time. I haven't seen that commercial in forever. Oh, speaking of songs, have either of you heard this? It's Chewbacca singing Silent Night.
No.
Oh, hang on, I will forward it to you. And I will, of course, put it in the show links because it's that awesome.
Okay.
It was on the intro to Distorted View Daily a couple days ago, and so I went and looked it up and found it on YouTube.
well, we're waiting for you to do that. I satisfied my geek lust, and no, that doesn't mean I traveled back in time to bang Carrie Fisher while she was in the gold bikini. Although, I guess Think Geek has got a large-scale poster version of that, and I don't think I appreciated that poster as much as a child as I do now.
Wait, Think Geek, does that mean you've been on Smodcast?
No.
No, Think Geek is the website people know besides Smodcast.
Yes.
If you're
Geek. Well, I hadn't heard of it except on Smodcast.
Well, you're not a big enough geek.
Yeah, exactly. Well, in some respects.
I'm a big enough geek. Big enough to fuck your mother!
There, yeah, I have that.
Think Geek has been around for a long time.
Well, they stopped sponsoring Smodcast, so they're dead to me.
Oh. I'm now listening to Chewbacca sing Silent Night.
It's awesome, isn't it? And I hope everybody enjoyed the TanCast carols at the start of this podcast. Andy and Noah will have to hear them later.
I was like, yeah, I haven't enjoyed it yet.
Yeah, I told Noah about it. Like, I couldn't decide. I was going to do Tancast versions of one of two songs. I couldn't decide, so I did them both.
Nice.
I thought it was just going to be him just screaming and not be the actual song.
I know. It's way better than you think it would be,
I know.
Isn't it?
But then I think that makes it less funny to me.
It almost would have been funnier to, like, the background music's just going, do, 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 and Chewbacca's just over the top going,
Well, now someone in our listening audience may do that.
Thank you, someone in our listening audience. You will, in the future, amuse me.
In the future!
In the year 2000! So, I can't believe that Conan O'Brien still does that bit from time to time. It's like, dude, in the year 2010 or some shit, I don't know.
Wow. Andy's farther in the future than the rest of us.
No, this is the whole point of it was it wasn't the year 2000 yet when he started doing the bit.
Yes, but you just said it was 2010.
No. I said, come on, in the year 2010 or something.
Oh, I thought you said it was. Okay,
we are arguing about a very stupid thing.
That's what we do.
Tancast, have you never listened to this before?
I wouldn't listen to that shit. Come on, I got shit to do with my time. I got a son.
You ain't got
a website
to
maintain.
By the way, what age do you let your son know that you're involved in Tancast?
23? You know what? By the time he's 23, I think we're going to have the Matrix, and he'll already have just jacked into the back of his skull and found it on his own. So, recognize the voice. Oh my god, this guy sounds like my old man. Listen to him say such stupid things. I gotta tell Dad, there's some asshole that sounds like a younger him.
So, how was everybody's tan 3 days?
Well, my tan 3 days was excellent, because as I said before, I had executed on my geek lust, and I am now holding an iPhone in my hand instead of a shitty little LG piece of crap that I picked up from my wife.
With the iPhone!
I know, I just iPhoned in my pants.
Did you got the 8 gigabytes?
I did get the 8 gig version. And you know what the first thing I did with it once I got it turned on and activated?
Rubbed it against your penis?
Shoved it up your butt.
Well, I stuck it down my pants and started text messaging. I'm just walking around, thrusting my hips around. People are like, what are you doing? I'm like, I'm texting my friends! I pulled it out of my pants and somehow my penis had typed penis.
That's all it knows.
That is amazing. This thing has great, great character recognition or something. Spell check, you know? It's like, are you typing with your penis? Allow me to type penis for you.
I was going to say the little paperclip, but it's an Apple product, so it doesn't have the annoying paperclip.
No, instead it's got a wonderfully lickable interface.
It did used to have a moose.
A moose?
A moose. Apparently back in the day, I don't know what operating
system. Hey, kids! You're typing a letter!
They had a moose that was just like...
sleeve! Presto!
Tim Babb, excellent Bullwinkle impressionist. Hire him out for parties.
For all your Bullwinkle needs.
So I heard the iPhone has a pretty good camera. Have you taken pictures of things?
I have certainly not taken a picture of my penis, if that's what you're asking.
You are right. I am not asking that.
It doesn't have like 100x zoom, Tim. God.
But you can hold it up really close. That was actually one of the things I said to my wife on the way home. She's like, so what are you going to do? You know, what's the first thing that you think you want to do? I'm like, well, first I'm going to, you know, get the operating system upgraded so that it picks up a bunch of the new features and makes the App Store easier to use and everything. And then I think I'm going to whip out the camera, take a picture of my own erect penis from a great, great distance in a pair of novelty pants, and do like the lolcat caption and just put actual size and have this tiny little penis in the middle of the background and have that be my wallpaper. Because there's nothing that's going to make a thief put my iPhone back down like going, oh, free iPhone, oh, penis! Oh, tiny penis, now I'm sad and disgusted.
I do like the iPhone, but I can't bring myself to spend that much money on a cell phone, just because cell phones seem so, like, disposable.
Not this.
And I know, you know, if you pay that much for it, it won't be disposable, but I just have a hard time getting past that cell phones. You just generally don't keep them that long.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out how to put, like, a titanium case around this thing. Trying to make it breath-activated so I no longer have to touch its wonderful magnificence.
Do you say burp activated?
Breath activated. Although actually, burp activated would be awesome.
Hang on. Call mom.
Nothing happened.
Dialing. So you have to pay a charge per for the internet. How does that work? Is it just a monthly thing, or do you pay every time you use it? How does that
work? It's a monthly
out?
Thing, like a home broadband.
Ah, is it as much as a home broadband?
Well, the phone plan that I've got, because I don't actually talk that much to people who don't have AT&T. I got whatever the minimum plan is, and it's 75 a month, including the text messaging, 200 text messages a month. So it's unlimited data, nights and weekends, 450. Well, it's 5,000 nights and weekend minutes, which, holy shit. the difference between unlimited nights and weekends and 5,000 nights and weekends would require me to actually talk through the middle of the night repeatedly. So no, not going to worry about that a little bit. So effectively unlimited that, and then 450 anytime minutes, and all of the megabytes that my penis can take.
No, I think there is a cap.
Well, there may be a cap, if you're being excessive, where they start to freak out or whatever, but officially, it's unlimited.
Oh, but no, there is a cap. Just like there is a Comcast cap. Well, now it's official, but there was a cap before it was even official.
Yeah.
Which is I'm pretty sure it's 5 gigabytes. But I could be wrong.
Wait, a cap for what?
Data.
Data.
At a time, or?
Over a
month.
You can't download more than 5 gigabytes of stuff over a month?
I think they may, I don't know what they'll do. They either start to throttle it if you do download more than that.
You'll start to what? I'm sorry?
Slow down your connection.
No, I just didn't hear the word that you said.
Oh, I said throttle.
Oh, okay.
By which he means strangle.
Because, I listen to Mac Break Weekly, and they always talk about, they've brought up a couple times that there is a cap on the data plan.
You know what? It's kind of sad that Noah gargles so much cum before he starts talking on Tancast, because he keeps swallowing all these words.
I'm also
no, it was the connection that made me lose throttle.
Okay. Well, then he had to correct himself 15 times, so I'm making fun of Noah's way of speaking, and you could just fucking like it!
Nope, don't like it. Don't care for it. Did you see the one of the related videos on the Chewbacca sing Silent Night is Princess Leia singing from the Star Wars Christmas special?
No, I did not.
It's just sort of going in the back, related. You know how it just does that on YouTube?
Uh-huh.
And it's Princess Leia's Star Wars Holiday Special, Leia sings the Life Day song. Click on it at your own risk. That's all I'll say.
Not very good singing.
Oh.
Well, have you actually watched the Star Wars Holiday Special?
No.
It's
horrible.
I know. I've heard.
It's 70s-tastic.
And one of the comments was on that the video of just Leia singing. Carrie Fisher said that she was high as a kite during that. And then you watch it with that in mind, you're like, yep.
Yeah.
I only saw a chunk of it, because for a while the first 10 minutes or so were on YouTube. And it's when they get to Chewbacca's family, and it's fucking Chewbacca cooking, wearing an apron. And his Chewbacca wife and his Chewbacca kid, or sorry, I guess I should be saying Wookiee. His Wookiee wife and his Wookiee kid, and they're all talking, and there's no subtitles. It's just and it was 5 minutes of that. I was like, dear Christ, this sucks.
Wow.
How do we not see Phantom Menace coming? By looking at this turd.
What? It was awesome.
Which one, Phantom Menace or the Star Wars Holiday Special?
All of it. Everything Star Wars. it's the best.
Everything Star Wars is bliss.
Didn't you have some more stories you wanted to tell, Tim, last week, being on a movie set?
That's right. I was in a movie with George Clooney, is how I tell people it.
It's a movie with
George Clooney. I was an extra on an independent movie where George Clooney may or may not have a cameo at the end.
They haven't, sealed the deal yet?
I didn't get the impression that things were batting down. Of course, maybe that's just how it always is on a movie set, but I was like, this is the most unorganized, people have no idea what's going on or what they're doing set I've ever seen in my life.
I imagine it's probably remember at Cinequest? They've been doing it for years, and we're always amazed at the crap that would happen.
No, this is very true.
It's you've been doing this for how long now? And you can't get your shit together.
Like, you don't know that, like, the movie should get here before it starts? Like, that? That's just a generally a good idea? But, like, the director was like, okay, everybody go back to first positions while we move the camera, and then they would move the camera into somebody's first position, and then the director would still complain that the person was not in first position. I'm like, do you not see the camera right where you're telling that person to be? How are they supposed to get in first position? Do you want them to hop on the camera and hump it? What are you doing?
Well, also, it's an independent movie, so, I mean, were these pretty new people, or did you get them... Like, did they say, like, this is our first movie?
They didn't say. One of the actors I thought was pretty good. But the other extras, most of them were quite annoying. Like, there was this one guy who I guess was from Russia, but then moved to America and was just telling us what was wrong with everybody. Damn, I wish I'd written it all down, because I was like, you are like the definition of douchebag. Like, I didn't know America had to import douchebags now. I thought we had homegrown douchebags.
I thought we kept them all in New Jersey.
This is bottled in Europe. Or not Europe. Bottled in Asia. What's that?
And they went out with hot girls. Douchebags.
That's...
He did seem to be palling around with a fairly hot girl.
See, he's a douchebag.
I should have taken a picture and uploaded it to the website.
Explain to us. What is it about douchebags?
Yes. Women, why do you like douchebags?
Maybe because they know no one will ever steal them away from them.
maybe they actually think it's a literal thing and they plan to, you know, hose themselves off with the guys later.
So can you tell us what this movie is about, or do you have like an NDA?
No, I didn't, but I don't really know much more than my scene where, like, it's a bunch of actors and... Like, it looks like you're in a funeral, like, that when you come in on the scene, it looks like everybody's arriving at a funeral, and then, there's a scene where everybody's in the living room, and the guy's giving, like, sort of a eulogy, and then all of a sudden he's like, all right, well, let's call him, and then they dial the phone, they're like, hey, we're in the middle of your Hollywood funeral, which means, basically, he has given up on his dream and is heading back to, and I can't remember if it was Arkansas or... So I can't remember. He was heading back home, basically, and so that was a Hollywood funeral. And so they put his headshot up on this board of headshots of actors who have left, and then everybody laughs.
Okay, so I bet either he's going to go back, and then something's going to bring him back, and he's going to achieve his dream. But
I don't know if he's the focus of the story, or the people at the funeral are. Like, this is the kick in the ass they needed to finally pursue their dream so they don't end up having a Hollywood funeral. Or it could be monsters attack in the next scene. I have really no idea.
Did you have any speaking lines, or are you just standing in the background?
Oh, of course not. I did have a character name given to me by one of the actors, so my name was Paulie.
Sure.
So odd.
Paulie.
Yeah, like, because we were coming into the funeral, he was shaking everybody's hand, he's like, Paulie, glad you could make it. I was like, Paulie? Do I look like a Paulie? And then the girl I was sort of assigned to was like, I'm Paulie's girl.
You're Paulie's girl, well, you're going far.
And did you get paid for this?
Did I get paid? If by that you mean, did I get some free Doritos and a croissant? Yes, I did. Paid in full.
Doritos.
Cool Ranch style, baby. Oh. I thought it, because there was only one, there was like a variety pack of chips, and they'd sort of been picked over, and so there was only one Cool Ranch left, and I was like, oh, maybe I shouldn't take it. I'm like, wait, I'm working for free. Cool Ranch for bad. All right. All you motherfuckers can suck a dick.
Did I ever tell you that whenever I try, like, other flavors of Doritos, it always seems like they took Cool Ranch and just did a little something to it? So, it's like... This is just spicier Cool Ranch.
Have you tried their, what is it? It's like a Hot Wings and Ranch or something like that, or Buffalo Sauce and Ranch or something like that, chips?
Oh.
I have.
Boom.
Was that
I enjoyed it.
Good
it
or bad?
Spicy. Tim is making awful noises.
It's because I'm imagining eating the shit-sprinkled dust all over Doritos.
Have you guys ever opened up a bag of Doritos and just had, like, the lump of, like, congealed powder?
No.
I once found one. I swear to God, the thing was the size of a hockey puck. It was like that. Like, the powder that they put into the mixer thing didn't get broken down, so there was, like, one huge-ass hunk of powder.
I got a huge ass hunk for you. It's in my pants.
And did you eat it, Andy?
I took a little nibble at the corner. I was just curious. I'm like, I wonder what the straight powder shit tastes like.
He ate the bag and the kid who sold it to him.
You know what? If I had like a small child, like a screaming child, like if I went to a mall during Christmas, I bet you I could just take this whole thing, crack it over their head, and get the kid down in one bite. This is delicious.
It's like the sprinkling the powder on the top ramen without actually cooking it. I'm the only one who's done that?
Yeah. Clearly you are.
Someone listening feels me. Sometimes. You're like, I don't want noodly soup. I just want a crispy treat that's a little spicy.
Sometimes I just eat the flavor packet.
Ah!
And I was like, I just want salt. Nom, 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 nom.
Oh, that's disgusting.
Oh, I can feel the tumor trying to push out the front of my skull.
I remember Noah used to he would like use his straw and slurp up like ranch or did you do mayonnaise too?
I think I did ranch, but it's funny to me because it grosses people out. I don't know why. Like you could be dipping stuff in it all night, but all as soon as you suck up a straw, it's disgusting.
It is a little bit disgusting. Because once Noah did it, I'm like, well, I gotta do it too, because I want to be cool like Noah and do everything Noah does. And I was like, oh, that's gross.
I think I did it at Outback that one time when Michaela was interrupting me.
I've got a good go-to for that, but I just touched the side of my eyeball. That freaks people right the fuck out.
Wow, yeah, that does.
That would freak me out.
I have one that works specifically on Stephanie, is that I will drink my drink, spit my drink back into my drink, and then drink my drink. Apparently that is the grossest thing in the world.
It is pretty damn gross. I've seen you do this trick.
Why?
Why
is this gross?
I especially love the way that you don't normally like just drink it in and then like spit it out like poot. It's normally like you just open your mouth like nah, and just like let it roll down your chin with like little bits of like strings of drool kind of connecting your
like
drink
it's a,
to your
like
face.
It's a money shot of Coke in my mouth that I'm letting dribble.
Yeah, down. Tim's like Bukak Coke.
Bukoki. Why is that gross?
Do you ever spit in your hand and then slurp the spit back up?
No.
Well, there you go.
But why would it be gross?
That tastes
because
flavorful.
Spit,
as
once
Coke.
Once it's left your body, spit is gross.
I disagree.
But the Coke is coming into my mouth where it's interacting with spit that I will swallow. Mm-hmm. So if some of the spit makes it back out of my mouth and then back into my own mouth,
it's inside spit.
It's not pristine spit. There's nothing pristine in my mouth, as you can tell by the vulgarity that comes out of my mouth.
The only thing pristine in his mouth.
And by the fact that you eat fucking mayonnaise sandwiches. Do you still do that? Because
I've never eaten a mayonnaise sandwich. What are you talking about?
Tim, are you showing your white side?
I'm like, Andy, don't drag me down this white trail with you. You're all alone in Georgia, my friend, eating your mayonnaise sandwiches.
I have never eaten a mayonnaise
sandwich. I'm in very metropolitan Los Angeles, eating a grilled cheese. But the cheese is goat cheese.
And the bread is black, cracked rock, I don't know. Stone ground. Fuck, that's what I was going for.
Yeah, of course you don't know Georgia. Wonder Bread ain't Wonder Bread. That means it's shit.
You wonder if it's bread or if it's little slices of angels.
You two are weird.
What I do like to do with bread is sometimes I'll just spray the, I can't believe it's not butter on it, and then sprinkle some garlic salt on it. That is delicious.
Oh, that's fine.
Either toasted or not, delicious.
I'm going to have to go for toasted, but yeah.
It works either way, though, is what I'm telling you.
Okay.
If you're out of electricity because Andy hasn't paid the bill, you have options, is all I'm saying.
Hey, that only happened like 3 times, okay?
3 or 4. 4 tops. Maybe 5.
And one time you weren't there, right?
Yeah, he was out of town somewhere.
Oh, cock knocker.
I'm sorry.
We're ruining Andy's credit rating on Tancast.
You're making me retroactively feel bad again.
Well, I mean, it's no interrupting a blowjob, but yeah, you should be embarrassed. If the blowjob got interrupted because the power went out, that would have been horrible.
That would be like a double whammy.
Of course, that's a very strange woman. I gotta have lights, lots of shining lights and music.
I gotta see what
dancing
I'm doing.
Mountains.
I gotta do a good job. Do you paint in the dark? No? Well, get my tongue is my brush.
You wouldn't ask Picasso to paint in the dark?
Now hang on while I put an extra eye on the side of your penis. What?
The thing is, when the power's out, you always think of things to do. Like, you know, well, I haven't done this in a while, I'll do that. Wait, that's still power-related. Well, I can look up what to do on the internet. Well, I mean, we can't watch anything on cable, but I have a videotape of O. Well, if I can't get on the internet, I'll just, you know, type up a...
I guess
like, I don't know why the mind doesn't make the connections fast. Or maybe other people's do, but I always think of shit that I could do that I can't do. Well, I guess I'll just heat up a...
I guess we'll just have to sit around and cuddle in the dark.
Light some candles.
And light a bunch of candles to turn our house into a sting video.
And have pantry
sex. Your lady away. That was Desert Rose, in case you're wondering.
Yes, I got it.
The bane of my existence when I first started working at the radio station.
Really? You mean it wasn't all the Creed? And then the Creed?
Yeah, I was going to say that was before Creed came out.
Oh, that's
so
right.
Yeah.
It was Desert Rose.
Creed quickly took its place.
Yes. Look, everyone wants to hear Creed. We have the numbers. 13. 13 what? 13 Creed units! Shut up, we're playing Creed again.
Which was then replaced by Kelly Clarkson.
Since you've been gone.
Did I tell you guys about being at the wedding and that playing?
No.
I don't think so.
I did just burp, though.
Oh, you said I remember this, but you can tell it again.
Did I tell it on Tancast, though? Because I don't want to bore our listeners twice. I don't care about boring you guys over and over again, but our listeners, I don't know. I like them.
I think you told it to me separately.
I don't think I ever heard it, so. If it was on Tancast, I wasn't paying attention, and that's good enough.
Fair enough. So, it was a wedding for, grown-ass adults. You know, it wasn't like these people were just, fresh out of high school or anything. I would say they were in their 30s. Mm-hmm. Or at the very least, late 20s. So we're there at the reception, and all of a sudden they play Since You've Been Gone. The dance floor is now packed with people moshing together, singing along at the top of their lungs, and not just women, men. And I'm like, what's wrong with you people? It's like, does this wedding come with the training bra? Why are you people so excited? It's Kelly Clarkson.
It's a good song.
Not only that, but listen to right there in the hook. Since you've been gone, I can breathe for the first time. That is excellent stuff for a wedding. It's like, now we're married, get the fuck out so I can be alone. I hate your guts, yeah.
Is that how marriage is, dude?
But I'm spunky.
Don't worry that Andy knows that much of it.
Don't you just ever look over at your wife or husband and be like, are you still fucking here?
I know my wife does all the time. In fact, she says it out loud. We'll just be sitting around eating. She'll look up. She's like, fuck, you're still here.
It's like, don't you got somewhere to go?
I'm home.
Get kidnapped.
My Stephanie's mom is very worried about when her dad retires that he'll be around the house all the time. It's driving her crazy. He can't really, like me, I can sit down for hours and do nothing. Him, he's got to be doing something, working on something.
It's like my in-laws.
I like that Noah just bragged about being able to sit down and do nothing for hours. Like, listen,
it's a skill.
I got skills. I got the do-nothing skill to pay the bills.
Me and Tim were talking online, but not on Tancast, about presents for Christmas. Have you done all your Christmas shopping, Andy?
I bought my wife an iPhone.
Oh, you both got an iPhone?
I thought you bought you an iPhone.
Yes, we both got iPhones.
Oh, so you both... Oh, okay. So you're not sharing one iPhone, and that's a Christmas present? Because that would be shitty.
Yes. No.
Merry Christmas! I'm going to use it today.
There are two iPhones in my house now. They sit and stare at each other going, I'm awesome. The other one goes, I'm pretty.
You bought a new one, I assume, not a refurb?
Yes, a new one.
I think I'm all about the refurbs. My 106-gigabyte iPod is a refurb. Haven't had any problems with it yet. Well, I have had some problems, but I think they're more related to the fact that I actually fill up with music, and I don't know if other people do that. So every once in a while, when I'm skipping through songs, it gets a little hinky, and I have to reset it, but then it's fine after that. Like, I don't have to restore it, I just have to reset the iPod.
That's funny. Noah can crash an iPod.
I have 2 gigabytes left on my 160 gigabyte iPod.
The mind boggles.
And that's not even all of my music yet.
I know.
And I actually deleted some stuff that I was like, really? Why did I download all this crap? Let me delete it and actually free up room for stuff I want. So I was telling Tim, it's weird when you live with your wife. Like, it's kind of hard to surprise them when you share a bank account.
Yeah.
It's like, what's this charge here for, you know, $175? Stephanie bought me an Xbox controller for my birthday, and I told her about the discount on Amazon, and then, like, you know, a couple days later, I saw the exact price of what it is on Amazon. And then I was like, oh, so you got me Xbox 360 controller. She's like, I don't know, you'll just have to wait and see.
See, that's why I'm glad that Danelle and I have separate, like I can't see her credit card and she can't see my credit card. So, like, I can put it on the credit card and then just, you know, after she gets the present, transfer the money over from the checking account to pay for it. So it's still, that's why I feel kind of dumb buying presents, because it's like it's all coming out of the same bank account.
That's why I was telling Tim, like, Stephanie wants her eyebrows tattooed for Christmas and her birthday, like, filled in. I was, like, telling Tim, I did nothing. Her mom made the appointment. I don't even have to be there to give her money. She just gets a card that we share. It's like, whatever you want. Just get it.
Merry Christmas. Say it was from me.
And it's gotten, like, I think it's gotten better. Now she'll tell me exactly what she wants. Before, early on, she's like, I don't know. Just, you know, pick something I would like. Like, well, what do you want? She's like, I don't want anything.
Women who still listen, that is the worst advice ever.
Because you know what you're going to get? You're going to get a blowjob helmet. It's just like a football helmet, except it's got handles. And the handles have tassels.
Either that, or you're going to get something incredibly pedestrian and practical that we know you need, but you don't particularly want as a birthday or a Christmas present. Yeah. Like, oh, orange juice. Yeah, I know you're always drinking orange juice, so I bought you some orange juice. Although, said, get you something you like. I know you like orange juice.
Stephanie likes practical stuff. Like, she's like, I'm like, what do you want? Something decadent. You know, she's like, I don't need anything. That's what she says. Not like I want. She always uses, I don't need anything. It's like, we never really need anything, but what do you want?
This is America. We don't need anything except for more chili fried, rebaked, and sugar stuffed cookie butter batter.
You know what's sad? About halfway through that, you started to make me hungry. Like, that sounds delicious. Tim,
well, it is
where can I get
where
the refried double stuff cookie sugar double batter butter monkey?
Walmart, where America gets everything.
Yeah. Oh, man. My wife went to Walmart to pick some stuff up because she was having trouble finding it at other stores. She's like, ah, fuck. She calls me on the way to Walmart and is like, wish me luck. I'm like, why? She's like, I'm on my way to Walmart.
Ooh, I wouldn't go to Walmart ever again.
Good luck. She gets to Walmart. She calls me from Walmart. She's like, I can feel the soul being ripped from my body. She calls me in line because there's some woman in front of her with 2 kids that she will not rein in, and they're just running around like screaming like they've just, I don't know, snorted heroin and sugar together or something. These kids are like bouncing off the walls, just running circles around my wife, and she calls me from right behind the lady in line and tells me, she's like, remind me never, if I ever say I'm going to Walmart, remind me of this moment right now.
I did a total douchey thing. I went to go shopping for Christmas presents and bought myself some shoes.
It's up
now, in fairness, I've not bought myself shoes. Well, I guess technically the wedding was the last time I bought myself shoes, but that was necessary. But, like, the shoes I was wearing, like, they were pretty tired.
Oh, I bet that made your wife, like, so happy.
It did a little bit, actually, yeah.
She hates your other shoes.
Yeah, well, because, like, the other day, like, the whole bottom of the heel started flapping off. I was like, oh, all right. These might be done. And, like, you could tell.
You're like, oh, I get your point.
My wife is like, all right, the shoes got to go. I'm like, why? She's like, I could see your socks in 4 different places.
At this point, you may as well be walking around barefoot.
And my wife is pretty accepting. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, she's fine that I'm wearing Mickey Mouse t-shirts or Superman t-shirts 98% of the time. You know, to a funeral. No, it's all right. It's my black Superman t-shirt. It's fine.
It's from the death of Superman.
It's all bloody and stuff. But I figured out a good way to get free shoes when you're shopping. Mm-hmm. especially around this time of year. You just go up to the clerk and say, "Can I buy these shoes for my mama, please? It's Christmas time, and these shoes are just her size. Hurry, sir. There's not much time, because my dad says, Mama's going to be with Jesus tonight." All right, I've tried that several times. It's only funny if you've heard Christmas shoes over and over again on the radio.
What's Christmas shoes?
Oh, it's a song with basically the same message that I just was talking about.
Okay.
It's like this guy is going Christmas shopping, and he's in the middle of the hustle and bustle, and he's all, like, upset about it, and there's this kid in front of him in line, you know, just begging for the shoes, but he doesn't have enough money, and then he realizes by the end of what the kid is saying that the mom is gonna die, and so he gives the kid the money to buy the shoes. It's just one of those songs you're like, great, now it's the holidays, and I'm more depressed than I already was. Thank you.
At our
little orphan's mother's gonna bite it. She's not long for the world. He'll bring her shoes, but what she needs is bone marrow. So have yourself a merry little Christmas, in spite of that.
I can't help it.
What can't you help?
Oh, Stephanie's saying I'm loud.
Fuck her, I'm funny. You get to laugh loud.
Oh, it's Stephanie's birthday.
It is.
Oh, is it? Happy birthday to you. Let Noah be loud. We're recording a 10-cast. You have the rest of his life.
So, we had a Christmas party.
And many more.
At work. And right before that, we had a meeting with, you know, the whole department, and they brought up the, you know, the fact that, you know, our workforce is going to have to shrink to reach our budget cuts. And they're like, okay, now have fun, everybody. Merry Christmas. You may not have a job much into the new year.
I remember they've done, at the radio station, they did layoffs several times right before Christmas.
That is actually fairly typical.
That sucks balls.
Yep.
Because especially because sometimes a lot of people had just spent a shitload of money on presents.
Yep.
And they're like, oh, well, enjoy being fired.
Enjoy poverty as those credit card bills come in.
Yeah.
For the iPod that your Aunt Mildred didn't need.
I'm glad I don't have an Aunt Mildred.
Remember that Christmas bonus you were really, really counting on? Well, we call it severance.
And then they tax it at a higher rate because it's a lump sum.
Son of a bitch.
Son of a bitch! We're going to make your taxes really easy to figure out, because what's on your current pay stub, that's all you've got.
Tancast, bringing up the negativity of the holidays.
Oh, no. I think there's plenty of other motherfuckers. We're just pointing it out and going, hey, how about you stop shitting in everyone's mouth during Christmas?
Right, my point is, though, like, people are like, oh, good, the Christmas Pancast, and it's all about, like, why Christmas, what about Christmas can suck?
Oh, yes.
I was listening to the Movies You Should See Christmas Special number 2. I know Noah tried that podcast, but wasn't keen on it. It was the English guys?
Yeah, no.
I liked it before Mike Dawson was fired. I don't know what that was about, but it was some old bullshit. Anywho. It was really funny.
Because Star Trek one, right?
Right, they also did the Star Trek one, too. So, they were doing a special talking about Christmas movies, and somehow they got off on this tangent about how they were filming a movie and all got sick, and so it was like 5 minutes of them telling stories about this guy vomiting, and then them just cragging up, and then someone goes, this was supposed to be a Christmas special! And then Mike goes, best Christmas ever!
Hey, it's not a Christmas if somebody's not puking their guts out. If somebody's not in the corner just going, NOG!
Oh, that's what they were talking about. Like, he was vomiting, and then all of a sudden, in the middle of it, he realized, this kind of relates to what happened to Andy last week. After the vomiting, he's like, uh-oh, it's coming out the other way. And it's like, he just shat the shittiest diarrhea in there, and all he could think was, man, I hope I don't lose my keys in there. Because I could drop a check for £1 million in there, and it's not coming out. Mike had a fortune till he shit it all away.
That would be disgusting.
Yeah. You know what, though? For $1 million, I'm going poo diving.
Me too.
For £1 million, especially, I'm going poo diving.
Like, what, 1.7, 1.8? I don't remember what the... latest exchange rate is. In this topsy-turvy economy, who knows? It could be 15 million Vietnamese hookers by now. By the way, somebody had suggested putting up that we should put up a PayPal donation button on the site. And I'd been considering doing it, but I also, you know, didn't want to like be douchey, like, you know, here, pay for our tiny bandwidth bills, because, you know, all 15 of you who listened sucked down so much bandwidth.
Yeah, it was, and like having a website hosted is so cheap now.
Yeah, well, tell me about it. I'm the one paying the bill. I find the money to pay for Tancast and my couch cushions. So I didn't want to be douchey and, like, you know, put up the PayPal thing. But if I can figure out a way to get PayPal to convert from Vietnamese hookers so that people can make donations in increments of Vietnamese hooker, I'm putting that fucker right up.
You just donated 5 Vietnamese hookers. Yeah. Thank you.
Wow. If someone donates 5 Vietnamese hookers, I think that pays for Tancast up through 2011.
Actually, that pays for about three months of Tancast or so.
You mean Tancast costs more per month than a Vietnamese hooker?
Yes, Tancast costs more than one Vietnamese hooker a month.
I'm sorry, dude.
Tancast, the Vietnamese hooker apocalypse. We're blowing through more than one Vietnamese hooker a month. Starting to get a little bit sparse on the ground. Pretty soon, the World Wildlife Foundation is going to have to send Suzanne Summers or somebody. I don't know.
We're decadent with the Vietnamese hookers.
Because you know what? You only go around once.
Yep. Get me my baseball bat. I'm going hooker baiting. Fuck. Words just all got scrambled up in my mouth. I was like, wait, which one's funniest? We're all funniest. Let's all come out at once. I started to go hooker. Blah, 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 blah. Blah, 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 blah.
Nice.
Oh, that dog.
I keep seeing ads for that movie, and it just makes me think of that spoiler.
So someone said it's a known spoiler.
Well, is there a dog in a movie? Is the movie going to be heartfelt? Well, draw your own conclusions.
I guess maybe I don't pay enough attention about anything about that movie to know.
It's kind of like,
I can't imagine that's a known spoiler.
Are there spunky underdogs? Have they been picked on? Well, guess what they're going to do by the end of the movie.
Spunk?
Yeah, there's going to be standing there, and all of a sudden one of them is going to go, "Bart!" And then he's going to go change his pants. Speaking of which, I promise to explain why I'm calling Noah Jimmy Pants from now on, and where Jimmy Pants comes from.
Ah.
Look at that. We got almost all the way through a Tancast, but I pulled it out, and then I swung it around, and I whipped your mom in the face with it, and went, "Print, print, print, mushroom print, print, print."
Give me the Jimmy.
So, somebody sent me, before my wife and I had a chance to watch the Saturday Night Live from last week, which is a pretty shitty episode. I'm pretty sure that's coming right back off of our TiVo now. But there was one shining nugget in there, and somebody sent me a link to it on the NBC website before we saw it live, well, recorded from what had been live, of Adam Sandberg and a couple of his other cohorts doing this Jizz in My Pants song.
Yes.
Oh, my God. That. It's so fun. It's like the new Dick in a Box. It's so fucking catchy. And
Jizz in My Pants.
And the pastiche that they do of that type of music and that type of music video is so dead on. It's kind of like when Weird Al does his style parodies, where he did, like, Germs as a parody of Nine Inch Nails and Dare to Be Stupid as a parody of a style parody of Devo. It was kind of like that, you know, that just tickles me, somebody else doing, you know, a fairly well-made thing. And then for it to be funny in the middle and completely disgusting as they're jizzing in their pants really cracks me up.
And JT has a little cameo in it.
Yep. Yes, he does.
And I love me some JT.
Yep. Especially after Dick in a Box. I became a fan.
Even after the Beyonce Single Ladies, that was funny, too.
We're the Dancers. Yeah, that was pretty damn funny, too.
And Amitville was funny, too.
I don't believe I saw that, but I will have to.
Oh, you should check it out. He has a couple of them. Omeletville, and there's one where he's doing a Christmas one. And he just, like, he's basically dressed up like an omelet and singing songs for, like, some restaurant. But he's like, take it on down to Omeletville. And he does a lot better than I do. So, watch on the YouTube.
What was the other skit in that one that was really fun? There was Omeletville, and there was another really funny skit from that episode. Wasn't the Andy Gibb? That wasn't the Barry Gibb talk show. I thought that was kind of lame.
But you don't remember, I guess, what what they did in the video.
I can't.
It won't.
It's not coming. The brain work not.
Ooh.
So, anyways, as I was IMing back to the person who sent it to me, I didn't want to write jizz in my pants back, because if anybody else walked by this person's desk and saw jizz in my pants, that's something that catches your eye and makes you stop and wonder, what the fuck's going on here? So I wrote, instead of jizz, I just wrote J, kind of like how they had it on the NBC, where it's J star 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 in my pants. And then I wrote in my pants, all as one word with the J, and continued to refer to it as J in my pants when we were talking about it. And then I realized how much J in my pants looked like Jimmy Pants, and I decided that Jimmy Pants is my new go-to term for somebody messing their trousers in that particular fashion. So whereas we used to call it monkey pants because you'd made some monkey spank in your pants, now it's Jimmy Pants.
I bet the listeners are so glad they waited a week to hear that story.
Oh yeah, it's a letdown. But you know what? Make it a thing. Call it Jimmy Pants. Start referring to random friends as Jimmy Pants. Yeah, that's Jimmy Pants Frank over there.
Jimmy Pants. For everybody.
Take me in the Jimmy.
A new Christmas tale you can tell every year. Yes. Come, kids, gather around while we tell you the tale of Jimmy Pants.
Jimmy Pants sounds like a gnome from, like...
He kissed upon the inside of his pants while looking at some boobies.
Yeah.
But then Andy didn't spell it right. Now it's Jimmy Pants for the newbies. Sorry, I ran out of air. It's supposed to be newbies.
I thought you were just getting all cracked up.
It was very emotional.
I know.
I was trying to be quiet, but I have to hear me as well. Talk to my wife again.
Should we wrap it up so Stephanie can get back to sleep?
She's up now. Once she's up, she's up. She ain't going back to sleep.
Okay. Well, go measure her head for her birthday.
No, I don't think I'm going to skip that.
Dip one, dip two, dip three, dip four.
You know what? Go out for dinner and spring, like, you know, 10 Vietnamese hookers.
Yep.
No, baby. I'm doing a baker's dozen of Vietnamese hookers just for you.
Wouldn't that be 12? 13?
You're worth it.
13.
Yeah, it would be 13, yep. But I was upping it as I went.
That's $65 U.S.,
I could afford that.
$65, rub you wrong time.
I need to get rid of this Christmas tree before we leave. Danelle and I are about to drive up to the Bay Area for, I was going to say Thanksgiving. Yeah, we're gonna leave now, avoid the holiday rush. But this thing is dropping needles on the floor like an epileptic heroin addict.
What? That's funny, you got a Christmas tree, but you're not going to even be there for Christmas.
But we've enjoyed it for the past couple weeks.
Okay.
And it makes the room smell of Christmas. Yeah.
That could be,
and it's tiny. It's not like I got like an 8-foot Christmas tree that we have to deal with. You know, it's Brie sized.
Ah, is it Charlie Brown Christmas tree?
No, it's a little better than Charlie Brown Christmas tree.
Yeah, we dispensed with the Christmas tree this year because we are also going to be out of town visiting Caitlin's family.
Oh, really? Yep. So Texas? Is that where you go?
Texas? No.
Texas? That's the Longhorn State. Speaking of Longhorns. That's a joke from Muppets Tonight, but I kind of ruined it because the actual intro line was taxes. Like it was supposed to be like a politically correct type debate show, but all the Muppets, of course, you know, were not particularly political or smart. Yeah. And so there's one guy, Mr. Poodle Pants, comes on and goes, "We're talking about taxes. That's the Longhorn State. Speaking of Longhorns," and he pulls out a big horn and blows it in Sam Eagle's face, and then Sam Eagle is upset. Muppets Tonight was a hilarious show.
So you're going to visit Caitlin's family?
Yep.
Were you staying on that side of the country, right?
Yep.
It's time
to get things started on the Muppet Show tonight.
That's the Muppet Show, not Muppets Tonight.
I don't give a shit.
I listen to this.
Here come the Muppets. Here come the Muppets. Here come the Muppets tonight. Bum, bum, bum.
That sounds like the ESPN version of Muppets.
Well, it was when they were on ABC's TGIF lineup. They need to release that on DVD because every single one of those was funny.
Was that the one where Garth Brooks was kicking chickens?
Yes!
All right.
And Cindy Crawford was on, and they did like the Roxanne or Cyrano de Bergerac thing, but you know, like one guy had an earpiece in, and the other guy was talking to him from another room, and all of a sudden someone walked into the other room holding some balloons, and it was one of those things where the guy would repeat everything the guy said in the other room, so he was supposed to be feeding him lines, but he was repeating everything he said, like, "Oh, I dropped my book or whatever, and the other's like, oh, I dropped my book. Like, no, don't repeat that. Oh, don't repeat that, you know. And so then somebody walks in with some balloons, and the guy goes, hey, nice balloons. Maybe let me play with them later. And they cut back to the other guy talking to Cindy Crawford. Maybe you let me play with them later. And Cindy Crawford just decks him. I was like, wow, that is risky for the Muppets.
The Muppets always had a little bit of an edge to them.
That's why I like them.
Not like Golden Girls.
Golden Girls have an edge to them.
Oh, I'm
saying. What are you talking about? There's that one aged whore who fucked everything.
Aged whore!
What I meant to say is Golden Girls had more of an edge. That's all.
Well, that is not at all what you said, in actuality.
Right. That's why I'm telling you what I meant to say. I don't know if you missed those words when I said them.
I don't know. I never know what you're saying at any given time. I was like, is this what he means, or is this not what he means? I don't know if I could take anything Noah says at face value.
Tim, I hate you.
I have to give my Noah decoder ring. What can I take at face value?
That I hate you.
Oh, all right. Well, with that message of hate, let's wrap up this Christmas Tancast.
And have yourself a hateful little Christmas soon.
Plenty of tan carols this week.
Yep.
Look in your storage for the CD. How is the CD selling going, by the way? I'm looking for my residuals.
Well, keep waiting. We haven't even made back costs yet.
Oh, that's sad.
Yeah. We should put Chris, more songs
this is
on
coming.
There.
Like, the debt
here
is
we
getting
go,
fat.
A measuring with our teabags your head.
Wow, we both decided to do a CD parody at the same time. I mean, a song parody right on top of each other. That's going to be a wonderful train wreck of shit. But, you know, maybe I'll be doing comedy at a place near you, and you could buy a CD. Although, to be fair, if you're listening to this, you're probably not the target audience for the CD.
You're like, I can just go to the internet and buy it all. I mean, get it for free.
Well, except for the half hour of footage. Footage. Yeah, it's footage of audio.
Yeah, it's us just kicking the microphone.
The half hour of audio you can't get on the internet.
Someone will put on a Pirate Bay.
Someone will do what?
Uploaded as a torrent.
Ah, did you say Pirate Bay?
Yeah, that's what it's called.
There's it's a probably the largest torrent site.
Where dead songs tell no tales?
Now, I would never do such a thing, but I heard sometimes you can't always find what you're looking for in the Pirate Bay. But I haven't verified this.
There's that one website that no one told me about. I stumbled upon it while looking at nefarious websites, but Screamer. Where you can just put in a song and they'll show you a bunch of places. It's like a Google for where you can find illegally uploaded music for downloading.
I think I've heard of this site. I think they use Google to find MP3s on the web. I don't know.
Oh. Well, they also apparently try and shove Trojan horses in at you when you're on that site.
Really?
Because my virus software has caught a couple of them.
Awesome.
Nice.
Because I'm not even necessarily downloading anything. I'll just be like, well, let me look. And all of a sudden, like, Trojan. I don't know if that's just an ad for condoms, but I was pretty sure it was a virus thing.
Are you using Firefox or IE?
Firefox.
Okay, I'm just making sure.
I use IE to wipe the corner of my ass. Not even all of it, just the corner.
Good man.
Giggity giggity.
That's about where IE belongs. Yeah, did you hear they had an unpatched, complete takeover?
Yes, it's been
IE bug in the wild that they just fixed.
Oh, I heard they didn't have a fix for it anytime in the near future.
They scrambled and got a fix out, Thursday.
Mm.
But yeah, before that time, people were getting owned left and right.
That sucks balls.
How long has it been around?
I heard it's been around since version 5 or something like that.
Okay, that's what I thought. That's a long time.
Indeed.
Yeah.
Good job, Windows.
So yes, thank you for listening to yet another meandering episode of Tancast, this time with a Christmas theme.
Yes, we hope
and
we
were
just
mediocre.
And to our
non-Christian listeners, sorry for all the Christian dogma being thrown down your throat. Because that's all it was. It was just Christ, 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 this whole podcast. If you get a chance, vote for us before the end of December at Podcast Alley. There's a link in the show notes. Bye, wife. My wife just left to go to the gym.
Why don't you go with her, Tim?
Because I'm a lazy, not unlike Noah, I can spend hours doing nothing.
Excellent.
And apparently that is what I'm going to spend the next hour doing.
Awesome.
Hurrah!
You sure you won't listen to a commentary you listened to 100 times before?
Because I'm a binger. That's what I do. I don't binge on drugs or alcohol. I binge on entertainment. Just like that lazy town song. the, you know.
If you want to pick a
lazy
cake,
you make a lazy cake or whatever it is. Over and over and over.
You and that dick, bitch!
This Chewbacca song. Over and over and over.
Yeah, Tim does do that. I remember when we lived together, you know, he'd get like a new DVD and like he would watch the commentary or it's over and over again.
Yes.
He's like
can't
a child.
Hardly wait. Seth Green. Fake British accent.
Or like the outtakes from Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back. Where Ben Affleck laughs like a little girl when they're trying to do the Good Will Hunting scene.
If you want to pick a perfect cake.
I'm gonna put a link to that in the show notes again. Because it's awesome.
It's gotta do the cooking ever. By the book.
Rub that shit, it's yours, bitch! It's so seamless, and all of a sudden, little John comes out. What? Why? What's going on?
Wait, what do you mean, what? What? You mean, what?
Right. Okay.
Okay!
There it is. Sorry, I was in the middle of signing off. So, yes, boy. Podcast Alley, vote for us. Maybe we can get in the top 20 of comedy podcasts for December.
Ooh,
and then
you knew I was going to be recording this?
Oh, no, I was talking to Seven. I was like, what?
Yes, no, we knew you were going to be recording this. We're recording it with you.
We should have had our wives all say, like, a little Christmas greeting.
Yeah, we should have. Well, maybe we'll do it for the New Year's.
My wife just left the room, so...
Yep.
That's right. We may not be recording next week, you know, on a on the normal time, but I was thinking we might do a drunken New Year's Eve episode.
Drunkcast 2000.
Is Tim good actually going to get drunk?
I might.
What?
I will.
What drink can I get to make you drunk?
Semen on the rocks?
No.
Andy likes to say I'm gay.
Andy does. Because it's funny.
It's one of the Smirnoffs. I can't remember what it is, though. It's a fruity...
Malt
with fruit.
Liquor.
Yes, but they have so many different flavors. Definitely not Doc Otis Lemonade.
Was it watermelon?
No. I think the watermelon is too sweet. And realize who's saying this to you.
Yeah. Was it the sour apple?
Ooh, might have been. I'll have to look.
Okay. Did it have a green top?
Yeah. Because I remember the color, jackhole. Remember what it's called.
I don't know. Maybe you're one of those people who stores things with color.
No, I just store the white people under the term devil.
Oh, that's right. He's white, so I've got him under D for devil. Look, there it is, Devil Andy. Huh. That's not at all like his last name. Why was I looking there?
Anyway, leave us a comment at tancast.com.
Tell your friends, tell your roommates, tell your mothers. Don't tell your moms. Your moms know.
I'm gonna put a gift certificate that you can print out on the website on tancast.com. Print it out, and it fitted perfectly into a Christmas card. Excellent gift for someone you feel like not spending money on. A gift certificate for Tancast. It says, this certificate entitles you to unlimited downloads at Tancast.com.
That's awesome.
That's a bargain.
That's
can't be
put in, like, there's a code and stuff that they have, like, a redemption code.
Well, I don't want to do that, because then I thought people might actually look for where they need to put that code in, and then they would forget it. I can't find where to put my code in. I don't want to pay for this.
That's the part that's funny for me.
Well, no one cares about you.
Well, that's true. Not even my mom. Hi, Mom. All right, so this was Tancast.
La 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 la.
Have a good week. And a Merry Christmas. We hope you get
and happy Kwanzaa.
And a festive Elvis tide.
Happy
winter solstice.
Did we say Hanukkah?
Yes. And festivus.
Did we say Hanukkah already?
Spin the dreidel for me.
Spin it. Spin it like you want to win it.
Had some latkes.
This is going nowhere.
It passed nowhere.
All right, I need
several
to go.
Turns back. All right.
Bye-bye.
All right. Bye. That was abrupt.
Well, Steffi, you know, she's up now. So.
Oh, I thought you were gone.
No.
Tancast. There you have it, folks, the 30th episode of TanCast and our holiday special. I'll tell you what, for those of you who don't visit TanCast.com regularly, let me just tell you the story, the tragic tale of woe, of how this episode finally limped its way to you. Basically, it was one catastrophe after another. When we recorded, as soon as we were done, Noah hit stop, and then his computer died, and he lost his audio. So we had to recover it from like 700 temporary files that were just 6 seconds of audio each, which I then had to manually reassemble one at a time. So I take the first 6 seconds, put the second 6 seconds behind it. Now I got 12 seconds. I had to do that over and over again until I got to about 20 minutes worth of his audio, and then my computer crashed. So then I had to start all over again, and when I finally got all of his hour or so audio put together, I started editing the episode. Halfway through that, my computer gets a virus. Maybe several. I'm not really sure. They may still be there, but at least I was able to, after 2 days of cleaning the hard drive and whatnot, able to get it to the point where I could edit this again. And now I'm going to post it on the website, hopefully, but I'm sure something's going to go wrong before I even finish the sentence. So I...
Sir, I want to buy these shoes for my mama, please. It's Christmas Eve and these shoes are just her.
Could you hurry, son? Daddy says there's not much time. You see, she's been sick for quite a while, and I know these shoes will make her smile, and I want her to look beautiful if Mama meets Jesus tonight.
Merry Christmas.